John Taylor joins us from Stern, AG & Leach. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bill. Yeah, we just, literally just seconds ago got the inflation numbers at the wholesale level, the PPI, Producer Price Index. And I'm going to contrast what those numbers show with what the Fed said yesterday when they released their statement after their regular meeting. This morning, the PPI was up 1.6% month over month. That's just a huge number. The expectation was it would be at 0.6%. If you go to the core rate, which is minus food and energy, it was up 0.2, which is what was expected. Now, if you go back to the total number, which includes food and energy, year over year at the wholesale level, it's up 5.6%. And yet the Fed continues to say that there's no inflation. In fact, I have in my hand the Fed statement released yesterday afternoon at 1:15. And among other things, it says, quote, the recent prices and the recent increases in the prices of energy and other commodities are generally putting upward pressure on inflation. The committee expects these effects to be transitory. And then they go on down here to say that they just don't see much of a risk of inflation. I guess they're not seeing the same numbers that everybody else is seeing. It's interesting that in the Fed release yesterday, where they normally outline the significant risks that they see to the economy, there wasn't a word in here about Japan. They talked about that the economic recovery is, quote, on a firmer footing. They say, quote, overall conditions in the labor market appear to be improving gradually. They talked about longer-term inflation expectations have remained stable. Measures of underlying inflation have been subdued. Not a word about Japan. And, of course, with the situation in Japan, has the ability to change all of this because it's already having a significant effect in the auto industry, the technology industry, because of the loss of parts production and chips and things like that were manufactured in Japan. It's going to affect perhaps the phone business, all these kinds of things, and yet nothing there whatsoever. They did go on to say that they expect quote, exceptionally low levels for the Fed funds rates, which is the short-term rates, to remain so for an extended period of time. So the Fed continues to deny. They're in denial about inflation, yet we talk about it on this program almost every day. The market was down yesterday 137 points because of fears about Japan. At one time yesterday morning, it was down 260 points. And this morning, the Dow futures were up slightly, a few points. Then when this news came, the news came out about inflation, it dropped. Another number that came out this morning that's just a horrible number, and that was housing starts for the previous month. It was expected to be about 570,000. It was 628 the previous month. It was 479,000, so a 22.5% drop in housing starts month over month. And the market doesn't like either of these numbers, and it's probably not going to like the continued developments in Japan as there are problems in four of those reactors over there.
So maybe several days of a down market.
Well, I think the word is going to be, you know how they put the word of the week on the marquees of our schools around as you drive around town? The word for this week will be volatility. And sometimes on the TV they talk about the VIX, the volatility index. That'll be the thing to continue to watch. But it's going to be very hard to evaluate exactly how much risk and how much disruption to the supply chain and to the cost of energy. And then don't forget about the fact that there's still all kinds of problems in the Middle East, including in Bahrain, where Saudi Arabia has sent troops, and they've declared a three-month, basically martial law emergency situation in Bahrain. So don't take your eye off of that. That could result in oil prices, some people say, of spiking up to $150 a barrel. At the same time, we have these production problems, disruptions going on in Japan.
All right, John, a lot to think about. Thank you.
Take care, Bill.
John Taylor of Stern, AG & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Volatility. That is the key word, John points out. Now, you can reach John to kind of make your finances a little more stable. You could call him at 479-782-2527, 782-2527, or email John at johntaylor@sternag.com.